Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, January 6th, 2007. Now, wait a minute. That means it's been a year since I did my last show. Take care. It's got to be 2006 and a half. Yeah, that's more like it. Well, welcome, 2006 and a half. Another year, it doesn't, you can't just jump a year in a day. It doesn't work for me. I'm a slow-moving person. I want to welcome all the Art Bell listeners. I know we picked up several thousand in the archives since that show over there. And later on tonight, I'm going to be doing a show down in Texas. Just look up www.genlive.com. And tonight, if anybody wants to call in and talk, we're just going to have kind of like a laid-back show. It's too early in the year. All my guests are out on hiatus or on holiday, and so it's too early for me to bring my guests on. So we're going to have a little bit of fun, and we're going to talk with Don some more because you heard him on the Wynn show. I don't know. I think it's the Wynn show, and then maybe the Wynn and Don show. So we're going to talk to Don. We're going to talk about upgrades. There's a lot of UFO activity going on. As we said last year, I'm sure most of you know about the Chicago sighting over United Airlines dock, C-17, and I can remember that C-17 because the C-16 is a clearance that I'm familiar with, dock C-17. And if you go the Chicago Tribune, which is the biggest newspaper back, it's like the Los Angeles Times or the San Francisco Chronicle, it's huge, and it was really interesting because on that particular day, when this was back in the early part of November, when the sighting took place, they couldn't bring the airplanes to that dock because this 16 to 21 foot craft was hovering over the United Airlines dock. You know, that means where you park the plane, and so they wouldn't bring it in because of that. And 16 people from United called the FAA and made a protest about what's this thing doing here? What is it? And it was real interesting because the next day the Chicago Tribune asked the FAA if they had a report on it, and the FAA said no. And as a result of that, the Chicago Tribune then went to place a Freedom of Information Act on that particular event. And as a result of that, the FAA calls back and says, oh, guess what? We did have a sighting here, you know. And real interesting. And so this is how it goes. It's a cover-up. And so those of you know that I know federal law in some areas probably better than most. And one of the things is it's illegal since 1939 or 40, strangely enough, to be a contactee. So that's you cannot legally be a contactee of extraterrestrials. It's against the law, federal law. The AP Wire Services, which is a service network that transmits all news information across the wire services, across the, you know, all the wire services being ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, etc. It's against the rules now there for a UFO or extraterrestrial event to be reported outside of a local station. So if you happen to be like KDAP in Irvine, Texas, and you had a local sighting, it's okay to put that out on your network, but for you to put that up on the CNN is against the law, so you know that. So once again, it is the government stepping in, denying everything, the government that you support and you do nothing about, and it's just getting completely out of control now. And there's so much activity going offshore now with extraterrestrials, and this is going to be the year for it. We had a flight missing from down in Singapore right now with 102 people on board, 737-400. No sign, no trace. The whole plane could have been abducted at this point. We don't know. We're waiting to see the input on that. And then, of course, we had the Colorado lights on the other night, which has been covered on Fox News Network, which, of course, is the preferred network of the White House, where we had quite a bit of information, disinformation, on a set of lights that was going across the sky, which was later explained as a Russian rocket coming down. Then we go to the next interesting news event, and that is the termination of Saddam Hussein. Now, I'm not a believer in disinformation, but I've seen so much of it anymore that it's hard to believe. And I do know, remember, that there were at least five Saddam Hussein lookalikes. Okay, a lookalike means that they have the above the left eye a huge mole, kind of a distortion, and then over in front of the right ear another kind of a mole distortion. And there were actually five people that had these identical facial markings, and with a little makeup, you could easily duplicate it anyway. I mean, these were talking dead ringers here. I'm sure they called all five of them before they found him hiding out in a spider hole. So the interesting topic, not tonight's topic, but the topic for table conversation or coffee table conversation will be, in my mind, is that, well, did we really execute Saddam Hussein, or did we do a lookalike? We know he had at least $6 billion put away in gold, hidden, which would certainly make an underground deal in about any currency or any country, including this one. We know that when they found him, he had close to $500 million in American currency in cash in a briefcase hidden away. So we'll never really know if the real Saddam Hussein was executed. And the interesting thing was, in court, he was pretty damn defiant. I'm pretty sure that that was who he was there by the way he behaved. But at the very end, he was not as defiant. He was completely in a different character, at the gallows. And I'm sure several of you saw the cell phone pictures that were taken of the hanging of Saddam Hussein. But if you understand Arabic, which I don't, but I heard a little of what it is, and I understand a few words, he was definitely not the defiant one in the courtroom. That doesn't mean that, like a lot of dictators, like Kim Jong Il and Adolf Hitler, that they're not big babies and they're not basically freak, just absolutely cowards, because a lot of dictators are. Most of them are actually cowards. I think Hitler was at least had enough gall to commit suicide, but he had to take out Eva Braun, who he married 45 minutes earlier. So that was kind of a sick thing. And then, of course, he had Joseph Goebbels in the hut there behind the Reichstag with him in the bunker, and they killed their kids. So, I mean, that was pretty sick, too. So dictatorship, all in all, is a sick thing, but I'm not completely sure that Saddam Hussein has not been moved down to Syria. Has probably given up the $6 billion in gold that he had hidden somewhere, because that'd pretty much buy anybody's life, maybe not mine. Maybe they'd pay $6 billion to get rid of me, but that wouldn't matter. I'd just come back the next day angry. So anyway, that's a little bit of the world events. This year, another thing I want to apologize for on our Friday show, we've had some, on the Friday show, we're setting up for the archives a live seminar series, which was an 18-hour series I did back in 1991. The reason I chose to do that series was that this was very accurate information in 91, and a lot of the predictions, not only of today, but beyond today, that I made in that time, because I was incredibly clear for some strange reason, I guess sobriety then, that'll do it, I was able to see the future, and so I'm rebroadcasting that a seminar series from that time, and so that you don't have to buy it, you can actually record it off the archives. I guess you have to pay a couple bucks a month for the archives, but it's well worth it, because it saves you $150 to buy it from us, and it's also updated, so because I'm making commentary on it. But episode 3 is the one we've had some trouble with. I've had trouble emailing that up to Don, or actually FTPing it up to him, so I'm going to get that straightened out. I've had such a hectic year in a good way. The Art Bell Show buried us, and I also apologize to you Art Bell listeners that have not gotten back to you. We've been getting up to 1,000 calls a day, and we couldn't handle it. We have some alternative sources for answering, but we like to personally get back to each and every one of you, and so we'll continue on with that, getting back to you. And I guarantee you, if you just leave your phone number, at some point in time in the next couple of months, 100% person, will actually, a live person will contact you. We leave no stone unturned. we're fixing the seminar thing, and give us a week or two. We've been on a little bit of a catch up around here, and in a week or two, we'll get the show fixed. The Friday night thing will start continuing in a cogent way like it did before, and we're going to have a lot of real exciting guests. David Tickle coming on, and several other people I've booked up now that are getting ready to come on board. So with that all said, I'd like to bring Don on board, and Don, I want you to talk about some of the upgrades on the network here, and let's talk about television and some of where PBS Radio is going this year.
Well, it's good to be on your show. Thank you.
Yeah. So first of all, there's one thing on there, and I guess you're going to be operating that, and I'm going there right now on the BBSRadio.com front page. On the index page, this is very important. Where do you go to internet to email us while we're on the show? How does that work? Explain how that works. Player, show, or hide? That's the thing we look at, right?
You just click on the fast chat, quick chat.
Okay, fast chat. Now, where is that on the left side?
Right on the index page.
Yeah.
Just quick chat. It'll say it right under the call-in numbers.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going down. Okay, all right. So this has even more been added since...
Yeah, it's just right under the call-in numbers. The last one, it'll say BBS Fast Chat.
Okay. Okay, I see toll-free, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, I see it there, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't get... See, I'm not...
Now, how do I see that, or... Who sees that? You do, I do, or what? How does that work? I'm on that now. So
everybody,
Ron,
anybody who refreshes it and keep refreshing it, they'll actually...
So everybody can see the question, okay. Right?
Yeah, well, they can... I mean, if someone posts a question in there,
yeah.
It'll show up, yeah.
Now, do you refresh it each time, or what?
I wonder, if someone posts a message, I think you might have to. I don't know how effective that is as far as popping up. I don't think it'll pop up. If someone posts a post there, you'll probably have to refresh the page.
Okay.
Or just reopen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Close it and open it.
Yeah, because I see it starts out, Michael Goger, or some of my email... has been changed to blah, 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 so he's telling us he changed his email address.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. And when you go in there, you can delete what you post.
Oh.
You know, you can just go in there, and if you delete some quick things to somebody, you can delete it, put your email into it. It's just a quick way to communicate.
There's one that just came up now. It says, David, is the new holographic projector necklace available now, or will it be in a few more weeks? I guess that's a new one. Okay, just came up. So I'm going to answer that. Okay, and so just so you understand what he's talking about, I talked about this on the Art Bell Show because George Norrie is getting a system from us, and we had, you know that I don't, you have the receptor up there, right? Do you have a receptor?
No, I've got several of your things though.
Yeah.
Firestart Orb. I have the ionizer,
ion shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me just answer his question real quick. We'll get right back to David, because I think you just sent this. The holographic projector has been redesigned. The engineer that's doing it has the flu. We're about 2 weeks behind, but we'll be probably shipping those in early February. And that's the thing that you wear around your neck, Don, that we've been making for about a year now, but we have some new designers and craftsmen in, and we've taken our product line to a new level, of course.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, no, we're having a lot of fun, you know, down here at Paradigm. And the call-in, those of you in Art Bell never can call in. There's too many people, but that's okay because, you know, you can call in at Don and Fred's show or Dr. Fred's show. We can call in here. We'll be able to take your calls. Anyway, so...
And those call-in numbers, again, are on the index page, or just... Well, you know, it's actually 877-876-5227, and since Fred, you have so many... I mean, you've got a number of people restreaming you and some above-board stations carrying your signal, which means we should probably give them the number over the air.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Thank you. My God, boy, I'm out there in space. Yeah, and that reminds me of
Yeah, because your audience is rather large.
Florida, I forgot Florida here.
Yeah.
My God, the Florida people are going to be really. I'm probably not the voice of Tampa Bay anymore. Yeah, Dave Wegesford station's down there, 1340 and 1400 AM, carrying my signal and our signal here. I want to welcome all you guys. Happy New Year to the Floridians, along with the rest of the country and the rest of the world, you know. So what kind of a... Do you make resolutions at New Year's or not?
No.
Okay, I don't either. But
no.
I did make one this year. And
I don't keep them. Oh, I make them. Huh? I just don't keep them.
Yeah, oh, you make them. Well, I find the only way you can keep something and make something is, of course, a habit.
That's right. Or don't make it on New Year's, because you'll never keep those.
Exactly. That's the wrong time to make it. So I didn't make anything on New Year's, but my New Year's resolution was to get to know Don and Doug Newsom better and then make a better show over here and not get fired, because I think you guys almost fired me.
You know, it was coming to that.
Yeah, I know.
You better watch out.
Yeah, I know. It's sad, you know. It's great. You know, I'm putting you guys...
One more of those, and you'll get one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Stop that. I'm going to have to start behaving more. Yeah, I've got to behave more. So anyhow, how's the weather up there tonight? It's pretty nice?
You know, the weather here is good. It is. It's cool now in the evenings. It's fairly fair in the afternoons. It's lovely here. I love being here.
Yeah.
I wish I were there. We got a caller. Here we go. You might want to turn your background radio off.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Or your TV.
Okay.
Okay, I feel like a nut.
Name? It's Charlie. I was wondering if you guys can do some of the levels. I can't really hear the one talker or the host, and then I think Don is up really loud.
It's too loud.
It's really loud, yeah.
Can you hear me okay? So I can boost my volume if you can't hear me.
Yeah, you need to boost it way up.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit.
As loud as it gets, so I get this box hooked up that you're going to help me hook up.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys could talk a little bit more about the Chicago incident.
Well, there's not a whole lot more to say other than it's gotten a lot of press. The fact it's on the Fox News Network is amazing, because if you look at ABC, NBC, and most of them, they're all owned by some agency in the government. The people that run the string pullers in the government are major corporate people on boards of directors, and actually about three of my Friday shows back in the archives actually named all the NBC and ABC and CBS. So the fact is that they can't put it, they keep trying to bury it under the carpet. It doesn't go away. And as of yesterday, it was on Fox again, and they were trying to talk to, Fox actually had people on with, in the dark, sitting in the dark, that some of the United Airlines people there, and they tried to coerce them into saying, could it be this, could it be something with the weather, could it be a phenomenon, could it be this, and the guys were saying, no, it was a round disc, 16 to 21 feet in diameter, it was hovering 1,500 feet or less above the C-17 dock, it stayed there for about 15 minutes and then went up. And so they're sticking to their story, and it's interesting to see how they're trying to coerce.
How did they say it? Did it take off when it left, or?
Yeah, it took off, and it left a hole in the clouds. It probably had an electrostatic charge around it, like most of these ships do, and it left a perfect donut-shaped hole through the overcast sky.
That's amazing.
Which really, it was way cool.
Are there any pictures of it online, or not really?
Yeah, you can type. You can go to Chicago Tribune. You probably have to join it. It costs nothing.
Okay.
And then just type in Chicago O'Hare UFO incident, and all the information will come up.
Wow. And do they have photos too?
No, no photos. That's the other thing. That's a good question. No, there's no photos on it, because if there has been, nobody's seen them. And
okay.
I'm very surprised that somebody didn't do a cell phone photo.
Yeah, really.
If they can do Saddam Hussein and everything else, there should be some cell phone photo that should surface at some point. And I'm sure it will.
It would have been cool to see the clouds at least.
Yeah. No, there's going to be a lot more of this year. Don and I both talked about this last year. And we know that 2007, and we've got a, are you a new listener or not?
Yeah, actually, this is my first time actually listening. And over the past summer,
yeah.
I actually saw, I'm guessing, or a few in one day. And then, actually, I was just out in New Mexico about in October, and I caught another one up in the sky.
Where
are
you located?
Interesting. I mean, they were very distant, but they didn't move like any plane or any satellite that I've ever seen before.
Yeah, where do you
cool.
live? What state?
Actually, I was in New Jersey for the first. It was on a really nice, clear day in the summer. It was probably in August or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
And New Mexico in October.
Wow. So you saw it in both places.
Yeah.
We have a ranch up in Washington. We have a show on here. What's the name of that show, Don? The guy that comes on after me.
James Gilliland.
Yeah, he has a ranch, and he has a show that follows this one on this network, and they have, like, we were thinking of putting a live camera up there. This guy has UFO sightings almost daily up there, right?
Yeah,
you guys should definitely do it.
Yeah, he does.
We probably will.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, they have seminars up there. I think you had one went last summer. You guys had one. I couldn't make it, but. Yeah, and a lot of people. I don't think anything happened during the seminar, though, right? It was kind of quiet.
Actually, early on in the seminar, there was quite an experience for some. In fact, one lady who didn't believe in extraterrestrials, she was shocked quite badly and left.
Really?
Yeah, and her and a few others, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah.
What's your take on? I'm not really familiar too much with the whole UFO aspect of, like, say, the ascension or shift or whatever you want to call it. So what do you think that, are they basically messengers? Are they just kind of keeping an eye on us? Or what is the story behind, like, the UFOs visiting now so much more so than before?
What do you think, Don? You go first, and I'll...
Well, you know, I can only go on my feelings and my own experiences, and that would lead me to believe that... what's occurring now is a lot of extraterrestrial activity on and off world, and I think it's going to increase substantially. I think it's just a new paradigm, and welcome to it, my friend.
Cool. Yeah, because if you look back at my time when I was a kid, this was a different world. When I was living in Ann Arbor, going to the University of Michigan, this is back in the 59 and 58 and 60, you know, it was a different world. I mean, I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and deliver my Detroit Free Press newspapers and look up at the sky and never even think about ETs. It's just a beautiful, clear sky, not a dirty atmosphere, better, more oxygen on the planet than the rest. And that was just a very euphoric state. Over the years, there was this huge change in the planetary energy. You know, the more laws were passed, and we lost our constitutional freedoms as we got into the Iraqi war. And so we're getting up to the point today, it's not even the same place. It's not even the same planet.
Sure.
So, therefore, my feeling is that it's time to join our neighbors. We had a little bit of space, you know, to get away from everything. But, you know, ETs have been around in cultures for millennia.
Yeah.
Indian races and Aztecs and American Indians all have...
All the way back down to the Altians.
Yeah, all the way back. So there now
and free.
Yeah, now we'll focus on them, I believe. It's time
pretty
to
cool.
focus on them because...
I've always thought it was like us coming back to visit us, you know, and check, make sure...
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say that you're vibrating at a certain cycle and your vibration changes throughout various... cycles. when you notice that the Earth is changing its own frequency, correct?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you changing with it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And couldn't that happen at various stages throughout the, momentum of your planet throughout its system?
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And I think that maybe, as a whole, we are able to now experience them again. Because I think it is an experience. And I think they're going to be walking among us, working with us. It's going to be in one of integration.
Sounds fine with
me. Yeah, and I agree with that. And what Paradine, we saw this coming, well, 31 years ago, I did. And so we also saw that the government, you know, of the world, many of governments, had put up lots of satellites with ELF, and we put up HARP, and things that actually will try to destroy the DNA growth, take us into a higher level of consciousness and experience.
Wow.
Yeah, so what we did is we developed a whole product line. That's why the Paradigm Products thing came out, to allow the human to evolve on its own without this interference of all these different satellites and radio frequencies. And then the other, on the other side, also people started cleaning up their diet. They became mm-hmm. health conscious, which allows the synaptic rate in the brain to fire at a much higher rate, increasing the bandwidth of the spectrum of light that the fovea in the eyes can focus on, the spectrum of sound that the ears can focus on. And so now people are much more aware. So there are people that can stand out and look at a UFO sighting and see it, and there'll be people next to them that have not done anything to progress their own personal health benefits and consciousness, and won't see anything.
Wow.
And I think that's a differential we're going to have to deal with. And I think the lower one is the IE news network. The
yeah,
commentators, the questions that these news people ask are completely idiotic from a point of view, I feel, of anyone that has any belief in, you know, expansion of the mind, expansion and growth and personal growth. If you're a personal growth person, I feel these questions these media people ask are for the dead. You know,
yeah,
people that are sitting next to the coffin waiting for the bell to ring to climb in. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would definitely agree.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can come up a little bit louder on the phone?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm wide open here.
Okay.
Donald, you got to come down here and hook this stuff up.
I'll actually be able to hook it up, but you'll be...
Yeah, because I got all this equipment I bought, but I haven't hooked it up yet.
Yeah.
I got a mini studio here, you know.
Yeah, and my of course, voice, I can't even lower it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm at as low as it will go.
Yeah.
So now I have to actually speak so softly. I find that I don't know. It sounds like I'm garbling my voice. That's why when I get on the air, I get a little nervous because my voice always has to talk like this, and it sounds kind of strange even to me.
Yeah, that'll all work out. Yeah.
But
the ascension symptoms are just basically, I mean, I've been definitely feeling them, and I sometimes I don't feel exactly what's being written, but then again, sometimes I do, and you know, I'm on a few groups, and we tend to fluctuate pretty much consistently with each other, like, you know, everybody feels similar things and similar just consciousness expansions and whatnot, and anyway, I guess it's just an adjusting period when you're feeling that, say maybe pain or tension or whatever it is that you might be possibly feeling, like the symptom-wise, you think they're just mainly just adjustments for our senses becoming more aware and just our awareness expanding, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I agree with that. So you're back in New Jersey now?
Yeah, unfortunately. No, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I am.
What part? Are you near New York City? Or are you down south or what?
I'm right outside of Philadelphia, actually.
Okay, you're down there by Philly, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, where are you guys?
Well, Don's up near Sacramento, California, and I'm in Laguna Beach.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Well, both of areas are nice. Don's really got a neat place up there with a radio station based
awesome.
Out. It's up in the woods, up in the country. It's very beautiful. It's a great
we
place
had
to
70...
run a radio show from. Right?
Thank you.
We had a 70-degree day here today.
Huh?
Today it was 70 degrees and sunny here, which is ridiculous.
The greenhouse effect. Oh,
it's amazing.
Topics. Yeah, that's great, though. It's fun, but at night it usually nips down pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
What is it now?
Very weird. Oh, what's it now?
Yeah, temperature-wise.
I would say it's probably 50.
Yeah. Well, that isn't bad.
Oh, and it's kind of comical that you want me to come over there and hook up your mic when I can't even hook mine up correctly.
Yeah.
Because my system is built for remote hosting.
Yeah.
It's not built for me to come into the system. So the way I come in, I jerry-rigged it, and I never did a very good job of it. I got to get the techs over here and to figure out how I can hook this in with that amplifier in such a way. Well, sorry, I'm rambling.
Yeah, no, that's okay, because I'm going to do the same thing. This is a casual show tonight. You can ramble.
You know, I'll tell you what.
A relaxed show here.
With all the UFO activity that's going on, even in my own experiences and folks, I have a few too, you know, and they're consistent and regular. So I would have to say something's up. I don't really know what that is, but I would tend to think that it's something wondrous. That's my thoughts.
I agree with that. We've had enough downtrodding on our society by everything from our own government.
I agree.
The terrorists, you know, so it's time to have an uplifting energy field.
Well, guys, I'm going to take off. Keep up the good work, and thanks for the program.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. Hey, blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So anyway, Don, I think it's exciting that, you know, I think 2007, which is a 9, is probably going to be one of the best years of all. What do you think so far? I remember when I first joined you about August 2 years ago, you know, how we used to sit up all night long working on stuff. And that was a lot of fun. And I think I had my first, 7 listeners then. Right?
I think this is going to be the best year we have. 2007 is the year of BBS.
Yeah.
The year of BBS. I think it even says that somewhere on your, like, your Chinese astrological chart somewhere. Just look it up.
Yeah.
It's the year of BBS.
Yeah. Okay, I got some more questions here that just popped up on this. This thing works pretty cool. So I got a whole bunch of questions here. I'm actually buried.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I haven't even looked because I'm near a system I can't check.
Okay, I can do it. Hey, Art, can the receptor stone be worn according to astrology sign the moon is in? Okay. These are people from Art Bell Show. Okay, those of you that know that the nuclear receptor is like a...
What you got to email them is this. Look, folks, I don't know how to use this
yet.
I'll get back to you.
You called me up the other day and you said this is this great thing, and I couldn't even figure out how to turn it on. You know, it's like the girl over there on DirecTV. I don't know what 1080i is, but I want it, you know.
You know, the reason I put that up there was purely because one of the hosts
has
someone who calls in constantly, you know, at a certain time during the hour, and it's always a different time, and I never know how to communicate with this host because I don't want to interrupt them on the air.
Yeah.
So I figured, hey, if I can communicate this way to them quickly, if they're monitoring it, then maybe others can use it.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now I've got about 50 of them just popped up. 50.
Yeah, I kind of robbed the idea from a great website called... Schnoodle. Anyway.
Yeah, so let me go down the line here, because I'm now going to have to answer questions that are coming in. Don, a person called but didn't want to be on the air. Okay. Another one. Don, hi, Ron. ET, the ET Healing Clinic is fabulous. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, and the Whiskey Cloud. Good show. I am, too, an abductee for years. Just bringing up Michael Gogger. I have a new email at PLZ Notes. And he's got it there. There's David. There was the one that he asked me. Now, Dr. Valerie is next. Hi, Dr. Fred. Do you have a picture of the new receptors yet? No, Valerie, we don't have them yet. By the way, the receptor has also been redesigned as projector. No pictures yet. Richard, Dr. Bell, will your website be updated anytime soon showing new product updates? We have been buried, Richard. I apologize for it. Don here helped me build that website. Now it is so far behind. We've got so many new products. Just call in. The acupuncture meridian products, a whole bunch. We got 10 new products, and they're not even on there. So, yeah, we will get that updated probably within the next month, actually. That next one is art. Can the receptor stone be worn according to the astrology sign the moon is in? No, the receptor is a device you wear around your neck, for those of you who don't know what it is, and it has a stone in it. We muscle test, because your body is oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon. And that consciousness is your immune system, and it comes in through the hydrogen atom. That's why water is so important. So everybody has a weakness, and that comes out as a color, and there's a color that corresponds to a gemstone. For example, blue would be a sapphire. Aquamarine would be an aquamarine. White would be a diamond. So you need to be muscle tested to have the proper stone in the receptor, and that's the one you need to wear. It has nothing to do with astrology, okay? Then Tracy's sack. Hello, Dr. Bell. Any good stories about Steve or Valerie's projector system? Well, there's a bunch of them, and you'll have to go on Valerie's show to hear that. The next one is, hi, why do some people feel time moving so fast while others don't? Will it slow down? Now, there's a good one for you, Don. Okay, I'll repeat it. Why do some people feel time moving so fast while others don't? Will it slow down? I'll let you go on that one.
No, I don't think it's going to slow down for the questioner, no. I think for you it's going to continually speed up. And I think for many of us, that illusion of time, for many of us, it'll gradually fade.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how bad this is. I have collected motorcycles as a hobby for years. I have not ridden any motorcycles that I have collected in the last year because I haven't had time because I'm doing BBS radio so fast. I don't have time for my hobbies, and I always, my whole thing in life was take 20% of my time daily or weekly and spend it on a hobby for relaxing. I'm so having so much fun with this, I don't have hobbies, and so it doesn't slow down. And what happens is your synapses are firing faster and your perception changes. So as long as while others don't. Well, the others that don't feel time speeding up are dying. They're dead. They're being left behind. Pretty soon they'll be like the end of a long tunnel. You'll just see them down there, and they're going to be back there. And that has to do with a lot of religious things and spiritual things.
Yeah, it's fear, and it'll slow you right down to a crawl. Have you ever noticed painful moments take forever?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Boy, you're good tonight, Don. You're hot on the mic. What did you do, hit that with a blowtorch before you got it in front of your face, or what?
It's my cute wife.
Oh, yeah. You got a great
inspiration. I do. You know, my son turned 2 today.
Wow.
Yeah. My fourth child.
Wow. That's amazing. I've only got 3. They all grew up and left. They all dumped dad. My kids dumped dad. They all dumped me, ladies and gentlemen. My kids, you know, after they were like 13 or 14, they left. And it's like I didn't have bad breath. They just got independent. I had those kind of kids that got independent. There's some kinds of kids in some families that are 30 years old still living at home. I wish I had kids like that. My kids left 13, 14 years old on their own. I mean, you know, so it all depends. You enjoy them while you can. That's all I can say. Because it sure is a bummer when they're not around anymore.
Yeah, I do.
My kids got me into, my daughter when she was 6 got me into computers. You know, I can turn one on now. And send an email. Okay, the next question is, David, was bromine the additive to jet fuel you had mentioned, or was it something else? No, it's bromine actually. Bromine is a gas that attacks the central nervous system. And very bad stuff. And, yeah, that's what they have added. And it's been measured at these different places where, contrails are quite. And I meant this to talk about Art Bell's show here so that people over here on BBS, I'd mentioned the other night what it was. And so, it's bromine now. Okay. Let me see here. Next question. Paul. Are the receptors and projectors shipping without delay? Well, Paul, everything has been delayed for 2 reasons. In my business, in manufacturing, the platers, the casters, everybody shuts down until about the first week of January. So we really lost a month. And you guys heard me on Art Bell on the 19th. And I think I did my last show on BBS Radio just before that, somewhere around there. So, yeah, everything is delayed, but it'll all be out in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Okay, Christopher, to Fred and Don. Here we go, Don. You go first. Can you both give us your feelings about orbs? What do you feel about orbs? You go first. I've got an answer, too.
All right. Well, before we get this question, I'll get it out of the way.
Okay.
Archives, folks, archives will be up anywhere from 24 hours after broadcast to 72, usually within 48 hours, any new archives. Previous archives, oh, folks, you have no idea. Yes, we got caught with our pants down. It's not that I don't enjoy that. It's just that, because I do, it's just that it was a lot of work. So we're going to have those up, hopefully, most of them by the end of the month. And then new ones you'll never have to worry about because they're going up very quickly. Like I said, within 24, 48 hours. So that'll answer that one because I know it's coming because every show you have, Dr. Bell, I'm flooded with those questions.
Yeah, I know.
I'm flooded. So save your emails.
Yeah, we're coming.
As far as orbs,
go for the orbs.
You know, I've heard a couple explanations of orbs. Can you get that? Thank you. A couple explanations of orbs. One that I feel and one that kind of fits, but I'm not sure. Extra and interdimensional beings are bringing their energies here. That's what I believe they are. That's what I feel they are. What exactly is the orb itself? The orb itself, I believe, is kind of like a mirror. They're holding a mirror. They have this mirror, and they bring it with them, and they're looking in that mirror, and it's casting a reflection that you'll find in the orbs. So if you take pictures of orbs, or you go to asyouwishaseti.org, to As You Wish Radio Show, and check out his website, you'll see, he has them in his DVD, too, of his UFO conference, because I saw the orbs they took pictures of in the dead of night, and they came out with pictures of people with faces and beards on them. I mean, perfect Jesus-looking faces and beards. And I saw some of the people who took the pictures. So I swear to you, this is unbelievable. So what are they? Again, they're some form of higher or extra-dimensional energies. What is the orb itself? I think it's a mirror that they use to lower that, to lower their reflection or the vibration of their energies enough to give a reflection in this form of a density. That's my guess.
Okay, and I'll take it up from there. Those of you old-timers like me, if you remember Ali Besant and Charles Ledbetter, turn-of-the-century white brotherhood folks, they did a lot of things called micro-psi, PSI, visions on atoms, and they were able to find that they, within the oxygen or the hydrogen atom were 16 different elements, which then these elements which came up to the atomic weights and numbers of all the elements from comparing the numbers, the division that they saw between hydrogen and oxygen, 1 through 16. And so as a result of that, we have a tendency to, if somebody's coming in from the spiritual plane or an extraterrestrial in some cases, but more towards the spiritual plane than the ETs, a lot of times these ghost hunters will photograph orbs. I've got, if you go to my picture and click on the archives or wherever, I have my personal pages. You'll see, I think I have it on the website here at BBS Radio, pictures of orbs that I photographed out in front of my house. And I have two running cameras as we speak sitting out front, and two flat-screen TVs, 17-inch, that run at the front of my house all the time monitoring these trees. And about once every 3 or 4 days, we get a whole conglomerate of orbs that we could actually videotape if we wanted to, but they're so common around here now, we just don't deal with it. But what I think is, because if you look at size and you look at the microcosm and the macrocosm, inside that orb is like a whole world. And if you are able to blow that up with like micro-psi vision or a digital camera, it's like Don said, you'll see a face in there or you'll see a whole experience going on. It's like an entire micro world. And, you know, size doesn't mean anything with energy. Size means nothing. And atomic energy is, you know, something to blow up the entire United States could be in the size of a piece of lead and a pencil of a pure nuclear matter because of pure, you know.
In fact, that's the big illusion, isn't it?
Yeah, so anyhow, the idea is, and the way we interpret things is in a circular manner. I mean, our world is round. You know, everything's circular. We have a tendency to interpret things circular-wise. So what we have to do is go within the circle, and then you'll begin to see the true... that's a really good question, the true nature
that
of what
was
you are
an excellent
and,
question.
Yeah, it was a very good one.
You know, because, in fact, you notice how I didn't say extraterrestrial. I said extra-dimensional and ultra-dimensional.
Yeah, now that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I caught that, and I agree with that one.
Yeah. Any other...
Well, I'm looking here, and I have to reset it here. Okay, let me see here. Okay, here we go, Dr. Fred. Okay, your next question is from Dee. Hi, Dee. Fred, how do you muscle test so we know what stone we need in the receptor? Okay, what we do, if you're not here, you talk to one of my people at Paradigm, and they you tell them your height, weight, energy requirements, what your weaknesses are, and they can they're trained by me to give you an answer. So we can muscle test you by just answering honestly a series of questions. Ark, thanks for answering. Also, I love your time machine. Whatever happened to it? Okay, my time machine. Those of you that don't know what that was, it was in my backyard in the early 80s. It was about one and a half stories tall. And it was a device that I went inside of, and it was allowed to go about a microsecond or 2 microseconds into the future, because that's all it was designed to do. And as time went on, what happened is that the city made me take it down, because when we go to the beach, people get uptight. I mean, you see this huge structure in the backyard of a, you know, a residential area where they have these kind of comfortable-looking houses are, so I had to take it down. David, is there any specific meditation you would recommend for alien contact? Thanks. No, our Firestar Orb is an excellent device for, you know, or a Microstar Orb to get you into the consciousness. I've seen people over at Transcendental Meditation started by Mahesh Yogi. They use a lot of our products, and I noticed that their meditation, a lot of their people using their meditation, were able to make ET contact. Okay. Now, next, AJ says, does sannyasi champion the Second Amendment in times like these now? Well, all I can say about that is that the Pleiadians have pulled back. They're not here anymore. They're monitoring us because they cannot get involved with karma. Karma is such that they stopped their wars in their home worlds about 50,000 years ago, and if they try to stop a war here, because we're looking at World War III right down the pike right now. I mean, the Andromedans are the only ones that don't worry about karma, so they'll be the intervening beings that I feel anyway that will help and, you know, help us get through this. And so anyway, that's the questions up until now. That's a lot of questions, huh, Don?
There is a lot. You know, I wish the other. Well, again, if some of the hosts are listening to this program, now you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Well,
it works really well.
You just answer the questions that come in, and that way people can actually get you when the phones are consistently busy during some of your shows.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is that, you know, you called me the other day, and you said you were so excited about this, and I picked up on your enthusiasm. And, and you listeners out there, you know, you think I'm smart? No, I'm not very smart at all. I was always in the middle of the class. I was never much an A student. But when I finally got it, I got it pretty damn good, and I never let it go. So Don calls me up, and he says, I'll tell you about BBS Fast Chat. And I says, well, that sounds interesting. There's a whole bunch more of them on here now. So anyway, I said to him, what are you talking about? And he says, we're going to have live call-ins, you know, where people email. And a lot of people can't get through on the phones anyway, or they don't want to kind of miss what's going on. I'm like that when I listen to Art Bell a lot in different shows. I don't really want to call and interject when I can interrupt the speaker. So a lot of people are like that. So Don comes up with this idea, and then he has to takes him about an hour and a half. You know, Don gets these great ideas, but he hates to present them to me because anybody else would get it in 5 minutes. It takes me an hour and a half. And that's a lot of time when you're busy like he is or I am. So, but I go for it.
Well, we got a caller on the air for you.
Okay, go for the caller, and then I'll answer these questions before the end of the show. There's a ton of them here.
All righty, caller.
Hi, guys. Listening to your show. Great show, as always. I was listening this week to two shows where I heard about something that I never knew about. Valerie Olmsted spoke about it on her show this week, as well as the Zany Mystic also had a speaker this week who sort of mentioned it at the end of his show, and it sounds like some horrific disease out of some 1950 very bad...
Oh, Margellan's.
Yeah, the movie.
That's what
I was wondering
about.
If either of you had any information on it. What was curious about it was the etiology behind it, because the speaker on Valerie Olmsted's show made it sound like it was something that was more out of the byproduct of global
Don,
warming.
Do you want to go on that one, or you want me to go on it?
You're much better qualified.
Okay, let me explain what that is. That has to do with the implants that I talked about back in 1984 on my show over at K-Fox in Long Beach on my WHALE show up out of Connecticut when I was doing this years ago. The implant, the alien implant, when they hit your body, they send an energy in with an intelligence, and it gathers up the minerals inside your system, and it sets up a circuit, like a circuit, so they can monitor they can monitor your thoughts, and they can actually make you angry. And for a long time, that's linked politically into the drug companies. So what happens is, when they would turn these switches on and make people angry, they'd go out and they'd shoot people and they'd commit heinous crimes. And then they'd find implants, like the guy that the shooting down in 1984 in Texas, University of Austin. That was the guy that was the shooter down there was found to have these implants. It was on the national TV thing was made at the time. They wouldn't do it now. So what this is now, and then of course then they legislate away our constitutional freedoms, latest one being with the Patriot Act, where they took away habeas corpus. But anyway, this is about a out-of-control vibratory frequency. I don't know if it's coming from satellite. I don't know quite how it's being administered, but it's an experimental thing, and that's why you have these red, green, and blue rods that grow out of protein mass. What they are is implants gone wrong. That's exactly what they are, and it's a spreading thing. It's not a virus. It's not a bacteria. It's an electronic transmission into the DNA that then produces that. Because the human DNA can reproduce anything in the universe if it's properly orchestrated. So this
biological parasite is born out of this implant.
Yeah, I know. I know. Remember, life was created that way. If you were to look at one form of evolution as being a possibility, the human race came from some form of cloning, you know, maybe a million years ago, like the Greys, for example. Semyasi had told me when I was talking to her from the Pleiades that the Greys are like an insect with a million years of intellectual involvement, but the rest of their society didn't evolve very much. So what you're seeing now is you're going to see it's like anything you can imagine is possible now, you know, and so you're going to see a lot of this strange stuff showing up, you know, and this is one of the greater things, and this will go further. This will go a lot further. And there'll be a big disinformation campaign on it, and I don't know what it is.
Well, there's a new...
absolutely not cooperate because they're part of it.
Yeah. There's a new possibility. Of course, it could be being spread accidentally by a mutated virus that got involved with the fibrous material involved in the chemtrails.
Yeah.
And it caused this. It could also be that these particular... this particular, call it disease, what was it? I'm just trying to think what was explained to me. It was something that was spread on meat, and it was used to kill the bacteria and the deadly bacteria on deli meats. So they sprayed this material on this deli meat And it was little. It was like a nano. It was a
nanotechnology. Exactly.
It was developed to get rid of B bacteria.
Yeah.
And they used it experimentally. And it, what had happened is when it got in there, of course, this gets into your system, and it ended up coming out in that sort of a virulentic pattern, I guess you'd call it. Now that's another theory. I could go on and on. There's several more.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of theories, and it'll become quite manifest, but I guarantee it has to do with alien viruses, alien technology being integrated into our DNA. That's what the whole thing has been doing the last 30 years.
Some say it's from cotton material, and it actually is from all your cottons, and that's how it's getting spread throughout the U.S. through the cotton industry.
Yeah.
And they show that it's in the cotton and it lies dormant and can lie dormant in your body for several years before going fibrous or weird on you. It's almost like a time release virus with all the beautiful properties you come to hate.
Yeah.
If I can just mention one other thing, this physicist who was on the Zany Mystics show had suggested that this was an experiment that was on the Challenger spaceship that blew up, and it seemed to spike in areas where all the debris was thrown over the sixth space.
How do you know it didn't come back when they gathered all the material from that fallen comet? You remember? In that big net, and that came crashing down. They never retrieved it right. It came down on a balloon, and the balloon somehow or something happened to it, and it crashed, and they got the material off this lens, but it actually crashed onto our planet. Who knows?
Well, yeah. No, I was just wondering if anybody had any kind of a lead as to
this show 6 months from now will have a lot of information on it. We're just in the R&D stages here now.
Post your question to the TNT board and ask Cliff Nicholson. He goes by Cliff M. He happened to be quite the expert on it. And he'll also be, I believe, hosting a show with us in March. Should we hang up?
Very good. Yep. So let me just, we can't take any more callers. We got a minute left, and then I have to close the show out with the Hot Rod to Hell.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Take care.
No more callers, please. I'm just going to grab a couple questions.
Okay, and thank you.
Gwen says,
I'm just going to close out. I'm going to close out. Let you close out.
Okay, I'll close the show. Yeah.
I love you, Dr. Bell. I love you. I love you. I love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, my listeners. Our next question is actually not a client. Don, this is to you, Don. Good job implementing this tool. It's a very cool. Another one says from Kurt, Dr. Fred, please do a show about Bigfoot. I will. I plan on it. And Dr. Fred, is there any hope of getting off effects? Or if I've been on it for 15 years, yes. Call 1-800-729-2603. That's all the questions and emails I can do tonight. So we're going to be finishing up the show here. I really thank everybody. I'm just going to do a quick thing here. We have a thing here for you new listeners called Hot Rod to Hell. And we cover subjects and topics of people that really screw up. I have a tendency to order things on the Internet because I don't have a time to go out and shop anymore. So tonight's trip from Page Computer in Los Angeles, a large place where it sells a lot of different items. I ordered something from Page Computer a month ago. On the Internet for about $289.72. You can't even call this stupid place. They got a big Internet presence, but they're probably another one of these scammers. So anyway, beware of what you buy from the Internet. And what I want to do is I want Page Computer, who can't ship or answer their phones, to take a hot rod trip to hell. Go for it. Catch us next week.